Live from NPR News, I'm Nora Rahm. Federal and local investigators are trying to determine why someone blew up a recreational vehicle in downtown Nashville Christmas morning. Three people were injured. More than 40 buildings were damaged. The explosion caused widespread telephone, internet, and television outages in Tennessee and several neighboring states. Nashville Mayor John Cooper says the city will need time to recover.
We'll find the culprit, and then we will rebuild and reclaim our downtown. But it's a big crime scene area. You know, this is measured in blocks. The blast put debris across blocks, and so all of that is having to be pieced together as part of a massive crime scene.
Saturday, agents searched a home in suburban Nashville in connection with the investigation. The police chief of Rockford, Illinois, says a person of interest is in custody after a shooting at a bowling alley Saturday. Officials say three people were killed and three others were wounded. He says two of those shot were teenagers. While the federal government faces the possibility of a partial shutdown Tuesday, some states are stepping in to help their citizens. From member station KUNC, Carly Huckles reports Colorado officials are doing what they can.
Governor Jared Polis has amended and extended an executive order concerning the 2020 election and the Secretary of State's operations. Two of the extended provisions will enable political parties to continue utilizing remote operations to minimize the risk of spreading COVID-19. Polis also extended an order that authorizes the Colorado Department of Labor and Employment to make one-time direct cash stimulus payments to qualifying individuals facing financial difficulties due to COVID-19. This extension makes funds available to the department until the end of February. All other provisions have been allowed to expire. For NPR News, I'm Carly Huckles in Loveland, Colorado.
France has confirmed its first case of the more contagious coronavirus variant recently identified in the United Kingdom. NPR's Eleanor Beardsley reports.
The ministry said he was asymptomatic and currently self-isolating. Denmark, the Netherlands, Italy, Germany, Spain, and Sweden have also reported cases in the past few days. The new variant, which British authorities say appears 70% more contagious, has prompted lockdown measures in Britain, and more than 40 countries have closed their borders to the UK. France banned all passengers and cargo from Britain for 2 days, causing massive traffic problems around the British port of Dover. The French border to the EU has reopened, but requires anyone entering from Britain to have a test showing they don't have the new variant. British soldiers have been called in to help administer the test to block truck drivers. Eleanor Beardsley, NPR News, Paris.
This is NPR News. Chinese authorities are reimposing restrictions in a district in Beijing because of a recurrence of the coronavirus. They're urging residents not to travel outside the city during the Lunar New Year holidays, and they're increasing testing in the area. China has canceled large gatherings such as sporting events and fairs. The Lunar New Year is February 12th. Archaeologists in Pompeii have discovered Roman antiquities' version of a fast food outlet buried in a volcanic eruption 2,000 years ago. NPR's Sylvia Pagioli reports.
The hot food shop is known as a Thermopolium, Latin for hot drinks counter. It was discovered in a part of the ancient site not yet open to the public. The front of the counter is decorated with brightly colored frescoes depicting animals that presumably were on the menu, a chicken and ducks hanging upside down. The top of the counter has several circular holes in which terracotta jars containing the cooked food were lowered. The food bars were frequented mostly by poorer people who didn't have cooking facilities at home. The ancient town south of Naples had a population of 13,000 when it was buried under ash and lava from an eruption of Mount Vesuvius in 79 AD. The ruins of Pompeii were discovered in the 16th century. Sylvia Poggioli, NPR News, Rome.
Explosions rocked the capital of Afghanistan, Kabul, yesterday morning. Officials say two police officers were killed, two others were wounded. There's been a spate of killings in Kabul recently, often blamed on the Taliban. I'm Nora Rahm, NPR News.